The Rhymers Club was a poetry group created by William Butler Yeats and Ernest Rhys in 1890, consisting of solely men. Women were not allowed to join. It was very much a boys' group. The club produced anthologies of poetry in 1892 and 1894, and they all continued to meet up until 1904. There were about 25 members, although half of them were the occasional drop-ins. Alongside Yeats and Rhys, there was John Gray, the inspiration behind Oscar Wilde's A Picture of Dorian Gray. Oscar Wilde did attend the meetings, but only the ones that were held at private homes, as he wasn't keen on meeting at the usual Rhymer Club meeting place, Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese Pub. He didn't think that was quite fashionable enough for him. Yeats referred to his friends and colleagues in the Rhymers Club as the tragic generation. These were poets who were passionately devoted to their art, yet they did not receive the appreciation and recognition for their work from the public. At the time, they were regarded as too decadent, too mad, and too drunk. They were part of the aestheticism and decadent movement. They believed in art for art's sake, seeing the sensual and visual qualities as far eclipsing the practical. The Rhymers Club explored and experimented with different poetic techniques, rhythm and cadence, form and style. They were all brilliant poets, yet Yeats and Oscar Wilde, of course, were the only ones who really made it. And according to his friend and colleague, Ernest Rhys, Yeats was gifted with a kind of haunting cadence. And a brilliant poet doesn't necessarily deliver well when reciting their poetry, yet Yeats did. Yeats placed great importance on rhythm, and he saw the purpose of rhythm as a tool in which to hold that moment of contemplation, that moment when we are both asleep and awake, when our conscious and unconscious minds come together. And he saw the purpose of rhythm as a means of transportation into a deep trance and meditation. This, in my view, is rather like a waking dream, an interest that the Romantic poets had in their time, of whom Yeats was one of the last. And like the Romantic poets, Yeats carried their ideals of beauty, love of nature, and the waking dream. Yeats had been a theosophist, but in 1890, coinciding with the start of the Rhymers Club, he joined the Golden Dawn, a secret society that practiced ritual magic. Yeats practiced an earthy kind of spirituality. His head were in the stars, but his feet were on the earth. And like the Romantic poets, nature and beauty were a great love of his. While he shared the visionary beliefs that Shelley and Blake shared, he never lost touch with his ancestral cultural roots and his love of nature, despite spending lots of time in London. Yeats and Keats were very resonant in the way that they both share this aesthetic focus with nature. The Rhymers Club met monthly at the London pub Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese in Fleet Street, which is still there. Now, Fleet Street is known for its literary connections, and the Cheshire Cheese was rebuilt in 1666, soon after the Great Fire of London. Famous authors such as Mark Twain, Tennyson, Arthur Conan Doyle, Samuel Johnson and Dickens all went to the pub, and Dickens was a very frequent visitor of the pub, and he even mentioned it in The Tale of Two Cities. Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese also appears in novelists Agatha Christie and Anthony Trollope's books. When you visit Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese, do be sure to observe the "Don't use your mobile phone" request at the entrance to the pub. This is a time to time travel. Jessica Adams and I recently visited the Cheshire Cheese Pub, and we were given and charged for a pint that we hadn't ordered by the barman. The barman soon realised his mistake, but it really made us laugh, imagining that the beer was for Yeats and that he was there in spirit, that there was no actual error with the order. We dined in the cellar bar, the same place that the Rhymers Club would have dined before they went upstairs to drink wine, to smoke, to read and to talk. And this short extract from Ernest Rhys, Yeats's friend and colleague, from the book Yeats and the Rhymers Club 1977, confirms that they did just that. After supper, at which we drank old ale and other time-honoured liquors, we adjourned to a smoking room at the top of the house, which we came to look upon as our sanctum. There, long clays or church warden pipes were smoked, and the rhymers were expected to bring rhymes in their pockets to be read aloud to the club for criticism. Many notable politicians and writers are associated with Fleet Street, either as residents or Fleet Street pubgoers, including Ben Jonson, John Milton, Edmund Burke, and it's the birthplace of William Lilly, the very famous astrologer, and also of Samuel Pepys. At the start of the 16th century, the first ever printing company was created in Fleet Street, called Wynkyn de Worde, and this was coined Father of Fleet Street. London's first newspapers began here, and by the 20th century, most British national newspapers and press all functioned from here. And many did move out in the 80s, but there are still a few left. And Fleet Street is home to a very special sculpture of Mercury, the winged messenger. And this is found above the former Telegraph building, which is now offices for Goldman Sachs. So the exquisite statue shows two Mercuries, they're Gemini the twins, the mythological messengers symbolising the news being spread around the world. And the statue is an Art Deco gem of London. And when the sculpture was built in 1928 to 1930, Fleet Street was already the international home of journalism. If we think of the meaning of the word fleet, isn't it fascinating that Fleet Street is the home to the Mercury statues? Given that in mythology, Mercury is the god of nimbleness and speed, he is shown with sandals and a cap that has little wings to speed him on his way as he carried messages. And he carried messages from the gods to the humans, or in this case, should we say, international and national news to the public. Mercury governs writers, poetry and communication, as well as divination. It's no coincidence that Fleet Street is connected and has an array of writers and publishers who all call Fleet Street their spiritual home. So I'm going to leave you with a verse from a poem written by William Butler Yeats, and it was at the time of the Rhymers Club. And you can see in this verse the influence of romanticism and aestheticism of the time. And this is from the anthology of Wind Among the Reeds by Yeats. And it's I tells of the perfect beauty. O cloud pale eyelids, dream dimmed eyes, the poets labouring all their days to build a perfect beauty in rhyme, overthrown by a woman's gaze and by the unlabouring brood of the skies. And therefore my heart will bow when dew is dropping sleep, until God burn time before the unlabouring stars and ye.